And it is Vossi and Michelle Bishop right now, and Michelle's wearing a number of hats, so here we go.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Where do you want to start in this sports update? How about a little bit of football news?
Yes, let's kick off with Sydney FC. They've signed former Manchester United winger Robert Mack. It's a two-year deal. He's fresh from back-to-back titles in Hungary. They say they were very careful in their approach to this latest signing. His ability to play on either wing is vital to their attack. He thrives off taking on defenders and will create and score goals. So they're 2 months out from the start of the season. A stack of time, they say, to make sure Roberts is prime. They aren't finished in terms of their recruiting. They are the most successful club in the A-League's history, 5 championships, but their last start, finishing 8th, has really hit hard, and they know they need to turn things around. So they're hoping that he will make a significant difference.
Yeah, well, Sydney, oh, look, we covered. That was, remember we did the interview with Andrew Redmayne? Was at the end of their Sydney FC when they played their last game at Cogger? And
we did.
It fizzled out the season, so let's hope they can start with a bang this time around. Now, some news on Ben Simmons this morning.
Yeah, and like him to be involved in a drama, he has a whole new one, and it's a little bit personal, this one. Splitting with his popular UK TV presenter fiancé, Maya Jama. He popped the question back in December at the height of all his dramas with his injuries and the rest of it. He is, of course, with the Brooklyn Nets. It was long-distance love that caused the breakup. She was back and forth to America and it just wasn't working out. They say they both are still very young and want to focus on their careers. But like any woman would ask, I need to know what's happened with the diamond ring, because we're not talking just any diamond ring. $1.1 million worth of diamond ring. It's Australian dollars. So I want to know who does she walk away with that? Does he try and get it back? What would you do? I'd try and keep it.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's another world.
This is not a world that I live in. The time that we spent together did mean something to me, and I feel like I need to keep it, and then I'd be straight off to Cash Converters.
Wow, there's one. Western Reds sponsor, major sponsor. Slip of the tongue there, Michelle? It was Man City, not Man U.
Oh, what did I say?
Man City.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry, that big slip of the tongue. No,
well, that's like, you know, cardinal sin. Now, more on the Gary Jack interview. An appraisal here on the interview. G'day, Vossi and Bishop. It is clear from Gary the Sack Jack's interview that he is the total package. But I can't help but think he was shafted by Scanlon's payout.
Wow.
Jack's favourite meal was surely meat and potatoes, followed by a bowl of fruit for dessert. There's an appraisal of the situation. The Brian Fletcher Wikipedia page is, yes, it is him on the bench for Wigan, just watching a game, among others, like a profile shot by a long lens. Now, the birthday game, Michelle, you're on your own today. Oh. No, I'll tell you what, surprise, Lieutenant Dan, you're in on it too, okay?
So, Lieutenant. This.
Can't wait.
Come on, Dan.
There we go. Brendan Julian's birthday today. Lieutenant Dan, how old's Brendan Julian today?
52.
All right, Michelle?
Yeah, I'd say probably 55.
52 is right. Lieutenant Dan, give yourself a ding. Yeah.
Good guess.
Give Michelle a bom-bom. Andy Gregory. Now, Andy Gregory, Great Britain halfback, but came out and played for the Illawarra Steelers as well. He's of an age today. He used to say, you know, a lot. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know. How old's Andy Gregory, Michelle?
Oh, 54.
It was out here when they played the midweek cup, when they played Brisbane in the final. Andy Gregory and Steve Hampson were in the team. Brooksy from Joel and Fletch. It loves Andy Gregory. Dan, Andy Gregory, how old's Andy?
A bit before my time, 59.
61. You're both
wow.
Give yourself a pop-on. Thank you. Antonio Banderas. Actor Antonio Banderas. How old's Antonio Banderas today? How's Antonio? Hello. Happy birthday.
65.
65. What about you, Dan?
57.
62. Yeah.
Oh.
And the last one from INXS, John Farris. So John's the drummer from INXS. It'll make you feel old once you hear his age. But the drummer from INXS, how old's John Farris today?
I wouldn't have a clue. 60.
Well, take a stab. Yeah?
Oh, 60.
60. Dan?
63.
Oh, 61 it was. There you go. So, Dan, you win. Congratulations, Dan. You win.
Such
you win
the prize. Loser at that game.
Now, I've been telling you about SEN Survivor. It's your chance to win $2,500. You just have to pick one NRL winner each week and you're in with a chance. You can still enter. Just head to sensurvivor.com.au. All thanks to Brighton's Lawyers at 6:30 to 9. Well done, Dan. Great sports update, Michelle. We'll come back and bring home the show. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.